Introduction. Before we proceed, the purpose of this website is not to promote Islam, but to create awareness and clear misconception about Islam and Muslim, thus sustaining harmony with all section of people in the society. Problems faced by Muslims. False reports and rumors spread as propaganda against Muslims by news and social media is an important reason for spreading of misconceptions about Islam and Muslims. When going through security, Muslims have to go through extra levels of checking. Landlords are hesitant to rent their houses to Muslims. Islam is a most misunderstood religion. People in the West seem to have many misconceptions about Muslims and Islam. Many believe that the Western world is advanced, enlightened, and liberated, while Islam is just the opposite, primitive, ignorant, and oppressed. One reason for this belief is that the media has time and again portrayed the Muslims in a way contrary to Islamic teachings. The key to understanding Islam and Muslims is to resist stereotypes and examine each situation according to Islamic teachings and not some Muslims' actions. For this reason, we have felt it our duty to address the most common misconceptions. Islam acknowledges diversity and many people are not aware. We are creating awareness and stop biases and prejudices against the religion. We strongly condemn all kind of terror activities. The reasons why the problem exists. One of the major reasons for this hurtful prejudice is blindly believing what the media shows. Stories and rumors are cooked up to manipulate people for political and monetary gains. Lack of knowledge has led to misbelief that Muslims are violent. Some people become a part of spreading hatred by believing what they see or read or hear, without proof or checking the facts and sharing it with others. It is sad that Islam is falsely associated with terrorism, while the religion's true essence is peace. What's the practical solution? We live in a country that is known for being one of the most secular in the world, a home to people of all religion and beliefs, languages and cultures, united despite the diversity. But how true is this today? There is no denying the religious conflicts. We had to learn the hard way that unity is fragile. The whole concept of intolerance is misconstructed. Who are we to tolerate anyone? This country is as much as a home to me as it is to anyone else, regardless of the caste and creed. An individual might belong to particular religion or caste within his living or worship places. But when stepping out of that, everyone become one. That is, citizens of most secular nation in the world. So outside our home, we should focus on being good, law-abiding citizens, living in harmony, working to make this world a better place. It is only possible when you are open-minded. We should educate ourselves and our families about the different religions and traditions and be accepting that their role in this country is as important as yours. With this, we can achieve communal harmony, inshallah.